into a fitting room fantasy. You know, there's something so thrilling about doing it where you shouldn't. Where any second someone could walk in and find us. Me, pressed against the mirror, red curls spilling over satin straps. You, watching, wanting, waiting. I told my husband I was just shopping, just trying on dresses. But we both know that's not why I'm here. Don't we, my little lawyer? I came for you. Even if you're not really here, I can feel your eyes on me, peeking through the curtain, watching me unbutton, unzip, unravel. My red heels click softly against the tiles as I step onto the platform and unlock the door twice. Not because I want to keep you out, but because I want to keep us in. Alone, naughty, forbidden, and then I pull it out. The corset. Black lace, crimson stitching, your favorite. The one you begged me to wear last time we met in that little hotel room downtown. Remember how you said it made my waist look sinful? How my curves looked devourable? I traced the boning with one finger, slow and sensual, like I'm tracing your spine. And with the other hand, I start to close the hooks, one by one. Oh, each one tighter than the last, pulling me in, squeezing my breath. Oh, making my tits rise higher, fuller, like they're begging to spill out. Feels so good, like I'm being held, like I belong to someone, perhaps you, but you're not here, so I'll have to pretend your hands are on my hips. Pretend your lips are on my neck. Pretend you're whispering in my ear. Take off your panties, Genevieve. And oh, I do. I look at you. I hook my thumbs under the lace. Slide them down. Let them fall. Now they're on the floor. Like I'm about to be. I kick them aside with one heel and turn slowly to face the mirror. And there I am, a goddess in black lace and sin. Red hair wild, glasses fogging just slightly from my breath. And those eyes, so full of lust, so full of you. I bite my lip. Hard, because I know what I'm about to do, and I know you're watching. Maybe you're hiding in the next room. Maybe you're outside the curtain with your cock. Maybe you're filming me. I wouldn't stop you. In fact, I'd bet you to keep going. Run my hands up my thigh, over the curve of my hips, up to my heavy tits. I cap them, squeeze, and pinch a nipple through the corset. Fuck. That feels good. Not as good as your mouth would. So I lean forward and unlace just a little. just enough for one perfect creamy globe to spill out. Oh God, so free, so exposed. I roll my nipple between finger and thumb, tuck, twist. Imagine it's you biting me, making your cock harder. Leaving proof that I'm not just anyone's wife tonight. I'm your mistress, your secret, your little fucking siren. And then I hear it, a creak, a breath, someone outside. I don't stop. I can't. I'm too far gone. So I slowly drop to my knees and the corset creaks. My ass pressed against the mirror and I reach for the zipper of your jeans. Even though you're not here, I pretend. Because fantasy is so much harder when it feels real. I tug the zipper down and free your cock. Thick. Heavy, pulsating, already dripping just from watching me. I wrap my hand around it and stroke once, twice. Feel the heat, the power, the need, and then I take you into my mouth. You taste so good, baby, like salt and sin and mine. I slide down, slow, letting my lips stretch around you. My tongue swirls the crown, and then I sink deeper until my nose brushes your pubes. So deep, so full, but I want more. I pull back and I lick the slit. Catching a bead of precum on my tongue. Delicious. Worth the risk. Because someone could walk in any second. I don't care. I need to taste you. To feel you throb against my throat. To know I made you lose control. So I take you back in. Harder this time, deeper, faster. My hand works the base, my lips slide up and down, my glasses fuck more, my red hair spills forward and I moan around you, and then I hear a voice. Miss, do you need help in there? Oh, fuck. They're right outside. I stop, pull off, leave you wet and glistening. My lips swollen, my breath shaky. But I don't run, I don't cover up. I just keep going. Because the risk makes me wetter than anything. So I lean back in, take you deeper. And suck harder. My moans muffled. Do you feel them? Down your shaft to your balls. I can hear them tighten. Feel you swell. You're so close. And when the voice comes again, Miss, are you okay? I look at the curtain and I smile. And swallow you whole. That's when you explode. Thick. Hot. So much. I take it all. Swallow and moan. The thrill. The power of knowing I made you come while someone stretches feet. Away. I wipe my lips. fix my corset, stand up, smooth my hair, and unlock the door. Everything's perfect, thank you. And I walk out on my red heels, with your cum still on my tongue, and your eyes still burning into my back. You know, we should do this again. Maybe next time I'll bring the camera and you can watch me do it. For you. Just for you. Or maybe I'll do it and let everyone see. Would you like that, my naughty little voyeur? Would you like to watch me get fucked in the fitting room? Or should I keep it just for you? I'm ready for the next fantasy. Thank you for listening.